Journey to Pentecost, week 6, day 112, May the 12th, 2024. A mighty wind. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Devotion. As I was reading this scripture, my mind went to a recent episode of Young Sheldon. In this particular episode, the Coopers were about to experience a huge tornado. Mary, the mother, heard the big loud alarm indicating that there was a tornado on the way. She ran outside and called her family to action, including her mother who lived across the street. Once they were all accounted for, they went into their underground safe haven. As they sat there praying, the storm swept through their little town, destroying Meemaw's house, but saving the Cooper's home. I don't believe Sheldon had ever prayed until that day. Smiley face. That big noise they heard was a warning of a tornado. But the big sound that was heard from those in the temple on the day of Pentecost was not that of a tornado, but that of the sound of the Holy Ghost sweeping through the building. Just like the sound of the horn warning the town of a tornado, the crowd who were gathered heard a sound that too caught their attention, indicating that something big was about to happen. And that something big was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We too can experience that same kind of outpouring. There have been many services where pastor couldn't preach the word because the Holy Spirit had swept through the temple and all who were present, whose hearts were open to receive, were filled. What an amazing experience. To God be the glory. Being in the right place at the right time and with the same purpose will cause God to move in ways that can cause winds to come and destroy whatever the enemy tries to put upon us. And that wind is the Holy Spirit. As you celebrate Pentecost, thank God for the Holy Spirit, who is here to help lead us and guide us into all truth. Prayer. Lord, I thank you today for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. You promised us that you wouldn't leave us comfortless, and it is through the Holy Spirit we find comfort today. Thank you, Lord, for keeping your promise. In Jesus' name, amen.